Hey, what's up, everybody? It is Holly Harris from the Truth Reveal podcast. And want to shout out today to you all. Hopefully you guys have already seen our newest episode called Sister Wives and Brother Husbands. And an episode it was. It was a fun conversation. We had a lot of fun. It was a lot of laughter. But also a lot of seriousness because, you know, the subject matter is serious because this is people's lives, you know, at the end of the day. But it was a great conversation. It's available, of course, here on YouTube and available on all of your podcast streaming platforms. We talked about polygamy. We talked about, what it meant. We broke it down. We broke down what some of the fanfares are some of the draw towards this lifestyle would be, you know, why would one be interested in the lifestyle? We also talked about, empathy, from an empathetic perspective. Could we empathize with one in that, that lifestyle, in essence, being able to see, why they were drawn to it in the first place. So that brought out a lot of conversation. And then we also talked about, April kind of gave us a breakdown from a biblical perspective on, what it looked like in the Bible. What were some of the consequences of it? Because a lot of times, people who endorse the lifestyle like to use the scripture and, as if, it's something that is okay as it relates from a Christian perspective, to do, and, just because it's in the Bible versus it just being historical accounts, being outlined, and there were some terrible consequences as a result of those who, had these multiple people involved. And so she went through all of that, and, we had a great conversation, and we, left, the listener with some final thoughts, if you're considering that lifestyle, some of the things you need to take into account before you enter therein. And I just got to thinking, about some of the points that we made on the show. I know in particular, I made a point as it related to the reason why more and more people are being drawn to the lifestyle is because there is the fact that people have lost faith, that some people have lost faith in a person's ability to be faithful. You see it, everywhere. You see it in society where, boys will be boys. And, it's that concept that men just can't control their bodies. They're just going to, they think with a little head and not a big one, and they're just going to just be out here just boinking everything. And so it's like, don't even, try and think that you're going to get one to be, faithful or loyal to you. And so this is the idea that has been drummed into women over the years. And it's a lie, point blank and period. I know plenty of men who have had, who have been faithful. And so this has been drummed into the heads of a lot of women and probably a lot of men, with the women's empowerment, they're starting to see a lot of women out here cheating. And so maybe they think that, okay, a woman can't be faithful either. And so it's just this kind of, might as well, if you can't beat them, join them. You might as well, know who they cheating with, you might as well know who they cheating with and, create an environment where you yourself as well can benefit, in the process. And so I just begin to think about, that thought process. And at the root of it, I really feel that people are just afraid of being hurt. And in a way to avoid that, they actually end up putting themselves in a situation where they may end up being hurt even more. But it's almost like insecurity masquerading as power. I know this is going to happen anyway, so let me get some type of power and control by, being the one to co-sign it, being the one to say, hey, yeah, I'm with it, let's do it. And at the end of the day, you know, it may end up doing more damage to you than anything. And, you know, because I've seen a lot of, you know, women on social media, on shows, you know, that may say that, hey, I was the one that suggested it. Or when it comes to like the whole not necessarily polygamous relationship, but even if it's just threesomes or foursomes or whatever, it's like you're starting to hear that, well, I was the one that suggested it to my husband. It's like, why would you do that? Because you thought he was going to be doing it anyway. And, you know, let me just get ahead of it and go ahead and, you know, co-sign it. Well, and maybe not in all incidences. Maybe the woman is just as freaky as, you know, as she thinks her husband is. And so it's like, let's just, you know, make this happen. But I would like to think in most instances that most people want people to be loyal to them. And so the idea and the thought is, okay, let me get ahead of this. Let me co-sign this. Let me make it seem like I got some type of power, and that I'm not just getting cheated on unknowingly. At least I know about it. And hey, I'm the one that suggested it in the first place. So it's kind of like this insecurity masquerading as power. And at the end of the day, you end up creating a mess. You know, I watched this reality show. I don't even know if I want to mention it by name, but it's like a guilty pleasure of mine just because I have worked in the criminal justice system. It's called Love After Lockup on WeTV. And there was one of the couples, you know, and I believe she was into women. And she suggested, you know, a woman to come into their relationship, and it wreaked havoc in their relationship. You know, the husband went from wanting to be with just her to, after they brought that person in, then he started cheating on her behind her back. So, you know, the goal was to, okay, I'm gonna let you cheat, but cheat in front of my face. But then it created a monster to where he went from being someone who was faithful to being someone who was unfaithful, because it was something that she introduced into the marriage. And so it can be something. And so, and that's kind of how I see that, you know, at the end of the day, that a lot of people, maybe not all, but that a lot of people who desire that or lean towards that, they're afraid of being hurt. At least hurt unknowingly. So it's like, let me get some power in this situation, and let me either co-sign it or be the one to suggest it first. It's almost the equivalent to, you know, a fat person. You know, I'm a chunky girl as well. And so, you know, I know, especially growing up and, you know, you're being bullied, you know, maybe you might be the first one to talk about yourself or to make a joke about yourself because, you know, you don't want you, because the sting of it coming from someone else is greater than it coming from you. So it's like, before you got a chance to pick on me, I'm gonna pick on myself. So yes, it's that same concept, sort of, that hey, before you get a chance to cheat on me, I'm gonna cheat on myself. I'm going to allow you to do it in front of my face, you know. So it's like an insecurity masquerading as power. And so, yeah, I just wanted to add that tidbit to our conversation because I kind of thought about it once the conversation was over. Hey, what do you think? You know, what do you think about the whole lifestyle? Or I would be interested to of hearing from someone who is, you know, in that lifestyle or who left that lifestyle and how that whole situation unfolded. You know, hit us up on social media at Truth Reveal Podcast. Maybe we don't know what we're talking about. But just from what I have observed, that's what I can kind of sense could be at the root of it. And then, you know, and then there is the draw to it as well. I feel the draw could also be a pseudo family, like almost like the husband being a father figure to the women, in the, or vice versa, or the wife being almost a mother figure to the men who become her, you know, husbands. And so, yeah, that it becomes somewhat of a pseudo family, in that sense. that instead of it being a, it's a romantic thing going on, but I think at the same time, in some situations, there could be a mother-fatherly type situation going on as well. And so I think sometimes that can be the draw, especially when you look at, you know, polygamous cults. I do feel like in a lot of ways, like if you have the leader of a cult taking all these different wives within the organization, they not only see him as a husband, they see him as a father. And so I feel like it could be that type of, you know, warped dynamic going on as well. You know, we talked about empathy, you know, when it comes to that situation and how some people can end up in that situation. They could be born into it, you know, and it could be all that they know. So I'm definitely not trying to shame anyone in that regard if it's, you know, all that you know. But for those who are, you know, newcomers to it, you know, and it, what was the reason, what was the draw to it? You know, if you were not born into it or socialized into it because it's a part of your culture, you know, what was the draw, you know? And so, yeah, it's a very interesting topic, an interesting dynamic. And I love hearing people's stories and, you know, hearing how they got to be where they are. So, again, hey, if you want to let us know, just hit us up on our platforms here on YouTube, comment on the video. Or, of course, you can go to Facebook, where we are at Truth Reveal Podcast on the Facebook page and at Truth Reveal Pod on Instagram. All right. Thank you for listening. Have a good day. Peace.